Thank you for the introduction. I'm also a PhD candidate from Orange University. In the following 50 minutes, I'm going to tell you about anisotropy of subsoil core system, anisotropy of subsoil pore system as affected by high mechanical stress. Here are the list of my co-authors. Before directly going into the subject matter, let me define some terminologies. Anisotropy is a directional dependence of physical and mechanical properties of the soil. Some mechanical and physical properties of the soil doesn't depend on direction, but some of them depend on directionality. The factor of anisotropy is the ratio of horizontally measured physical property to the same property measured in vertical direction. Anisotropy of soil pore system might be caused due to the arrangement of elementary soil particles during soil formation. During soil formation, we may not have uniform arrangement of elementary particles. That is one cause of anisotropy. After the formation of the soil, the biological activities by plant roots and earthworm or other organism imposes some kind of anisotropy. And then agricultural activities by agricultural machinery can also cause some kind of anisotropy. As an example, this is from the fieldwork that we did last year. What we did was just we made vertical holes and then filled with dyed sand. After wheeling, then we excavate, and we have seen that there is at least a change in shape of these pores. And in a soil pore system, maybe this machinery can induce some kind of anisotropy. Of course, actually, in most topsoil, swelling and shrinkage can also play a major role. The objective of this work is just to test the hypothesis that soil compaction increases anisotropy of subsoil pore system. Just to test this, we collected soil samples from Sweden, as you can see from this side in the southern part. And the compaction experiment consisted of four different plots, four different blocks, and each block consists of two plots, D for compacted and A for control plots. And we used a six-row sugar beet harvester and with a wheel load like 10 tons. And the compaction was done wheel by wheel in compacted plots. Since 1996, both all plots were managed in the same way. Sampling was done in 2009 using 100 centimeter cube cores at horizontal and vertical direction. After we excavate the wall, and then we first sampled the horizontal cores, and then we sampled the vertical holes cores at four different depths. This is how the soil profile looks like. Actually, we cannot determine the soil texture from here, but there is some variation, but the soil is sandy clay loam, and this is the average textural distribution. Field collected samples were brought to the lab where they saturated in the sandbox, and then drained to 100 hectopascal metric potential, and the air permeability was measured using this air permeometer, and gas diffusivity was measured using these chambers. Here I show you some results. The vertical axis in here shows depths, and the horizontal axis shows the air permeability in log scale. And this is for vertically sampled soil for compacted and uncompacted or control, and this is for horizontally sampled soil. In both cases, as you can see in here, we do have the same kind of trend, and compaction reduced the air permeability at PF2. Then about factor of anisotropy. This vertical axis is the depth. The horizontal axis is the factor of anisotropy. If this factor of anisotropy is 1, then the soil is isotropic. And this is for the control soil that is sampled in vertical and horizontal direction. And now, to test the significance of this thing, we compare it with 1. If it is 1, it is isotropic, and if it deviates, significantly deviates from 1, then it is anisotropic. As you can see in here, at 0.3 meter depth, the air permeability was higher in vertically sampled core than in horizontally sampled core in control treatment. This is anisotropy for compacted soil, actually at 0.3 and 0.9 meter depth, it is somehow closer to 1. Factor of anisotropy is equal to 1. That means it is more of isotropic. And now let's see the combined effect, the interaction. As you can see, at 0.3 centimeter depth, compaction reduced anisotropy. But in controlled soil, it deviates from 1, so the interaction is significant. That means compaction has significant effect on anisotropy of air permeability at 0.3 meter depth. We also used some indices to indicate the anisotropy of subsoil pore system. We used the tortoise tube model by Ball. And he used three parameters to index the pore, and the effective pore diameter that was calculated from air permeability and gas diffusivity, and the tortoisity, which can be calculated from air-filled pore space. EA is air-filled pore space, and diffusivity, or can be calculated from the length of the pore to the length of the soil. And we can also calculate the number of pores by combining all these three basic parameters. Now, to the result. The vertical axis is depth, and the horizontal axis is the effective pore diameter. And this is for vertically sampled soil. As you can see, the shaded one is for compacted. As you can see in here, compaction reduces the effective pore diameter of this the effective pore diameter of the soil as compared to the control soil. About tortuosity, the vertical axis is also again the depth, and the horizontal axis is the tortuosity. As we expected, the compaction increased the tortuosity. If we compact, as you have seen in the previous case, if we compact straight pore, then it might become tortuous as compared to the controlled soil. The number of pores, actually, since the total porosity reduced, the number of pores might also reduce, and we do have some significant results in all depths except at the lower depths. And this is for horizontally sampled cores. Actually, we do have the same kind of trend, but the magnitude of the absolute magnitude of the difference might be different. Now, about the factor of anisotropy. Here, I am going to show you the factor of anisotropy in effective pore diameter and the number of pores. This is for the controlled soil. That is the ratio of horizontal to the vertical. As you can see in here, in horizontally sampled cores, we do have smaller diameter, but to compensate for that, we do have a larger number of pores, because in this case, we are dealing with the soil in the same volume. Whether we sample it in horizontal or vertical direction, the total porosity remains the same. And this is for the compacted soil, and still for horizontally sampled cores, we do have smaller diameter but larger number as compared to the vertically sampled cores. And this is the interaction effect. Compaction has effect on the isotropy of effective pore diameter at 0.3 meter depth, but we couldn't find a significant effect at other depths. From this, we can conclude that compaction of soil 14 years prior to sampling reduced the air-filled pore space relative diffusivity and air-filled pore space. Actually, just I didn't show this result. It also reduced the effective pore diameter and the number of pores. Actually, the main finding was that compaction reduced the anisotropy of subsoil pore system. We just, in our hypothesis, we said that compaction increases the anisotropy of pore of subsoil pore system. And actually, we would like to acknowledge the farmer who allowed us to use the field and the people who helped us during the field work and define the organization that supports us for finance. And thank you for your attention.
Okay, so many thanks for the lecture. Quite interesting, and so there may be some questions, even if it's the last one today.
Yeah. Is this a picture of how the material is compacted in the field?
Yes. This is one of the experiments that we done last year. But this compaction was done 16 years ago.
What is the effect of, so you had collected the old sites.
Yeah.
So normally the compaction is not only the vertical stress applied by these machines, but also there's a shearing.
Yes.
So through that, there should be, and that's the only argument what I find difficult to understand, that you reduce the anisotropy, although in principle you have the shearing effect by wheeling. And shearing should rearrange particles more intensely, and so through that you should increase the anisotropy. What happens in your soil that this is not the case?
That's actually true, but we didn't just... The experiment was just that they compacted the whole field, the whole plot,
yeah,
and then we collected the soil sample from the center of the wheel, the center of the plot. Actually, maybe at the rim or maybe at the boundaries, we might have a shearing effect.
But if a soil is completely wheeled, then the wheel is everywhere and it does it everywhere, so it doesn't matter. So is there there must be a recovery in order to get a reduced anisotropy already?
I don't think that we found a recovery in this soil. And just we compared the result of total porosity and bulk density measured 16 years ago with our result. And we don't have that much recovery, especially at the lower depths.
Okay, good. So, further questions? Okay, so this is partly due to the fact that it's already late, or it's all well known. So many thanks for your presentation again. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, we are also at the end of this afternoon session. Well, we have seen a very wide range. So we started with concrete, we go down to the soil, we go into the single pore system. And you see this is a really very sensitive area. And sensitive also because of that these processes, as was just shown, are mostly irreversible. The mechanics is really a very dreadful thing on this. Concerning, which means the soil properties are changed. But what we have to understand, and this is still now not completely done, is a link between the mechanics as well as the hydraulics. The hydraulics and mechanical processes are interlinked. So, well, we may all know that the metric potential is kilopascal and the mechanical stress is also kilopascal. Okay, come on. We have to bring that together, otherwise we are lost. It's not only needed that we know the process of compaction, but we also need to know what's behind that and how does it work. And for that reason, I think it was a very good session, and it was indeed the first one which really brought together people from geomechanics, two soil scientists, or soil physicists, or soil mechanics people. And I would hope, at least, and I think we both stressed that point already, that this is only the starting of a more intense session, assembly, let's say, like this or whatever, collection of more sessions for next year's conference, where we certainly need to have more information about linked or coupled hydraulic mechanical processes. And this is what we both think we will push forward, and we look forward for your presentations next year. So with this, I think we now stop the session, and certainly you all know where to have to go. We have to go now to the poster sessions because there are lots of good information as well. With this, I thank you again, or we thank you both again, and have a good afternoon and evening. Thanks. Bye.